I'm glad I can be counted for something. If it's to make you wall-eyed, it's worth it this morning. Matthew 15:29. I'm going to preach out of three verses. That's all today. We got us on the radio, brother. Matthew 15:29. And Jesus departed from thence, came nigh to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, and maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. I want to preach on this topic this morning. This ain't a Mother's Day sermon. You may be seated today. I want to say, first of all, the man that they sought. The man that they sought. In verse 29, you'll notice this. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain, and he sat down there, and great multitudes came unto him. I like that. The man they sought. Now in verse 29, you'll notice this. His lofty position. He went up on a mountain. Can I tell you that he's still high and holy this morning? I like what Isaiah chapter 6 said. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy's not the Baptist. And holy, holy is not you. But honey, high and holy is our Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords and the God of all gods. I'm glad he's holy this morning. High and lifted. He said if we would lift him, he would draw sinners unto him. Oh my, we see the man they sought, his lofty position. Secondly, we see his lowly person. He said in verse 29, he sat down there. I wonder how many times that Jesus gets weary with me and you. I wonder how many times that Jesus gets tired of what he's seeing in the local New Testament church today. I wonder just how tired and how weary Jesus gets with his children. The Bible said not only his lofty position, but his lowly person, he sat down. Brother Joe read this morning, and in Philippians 2 and verse number 5, this lowly person, notice this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But have you ever noticed verse number 7? But made himself of no reputation. Isn't it amazing that God made himself? You see, he came as God-man. A virgin was conceived by the Holy Ghost. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he said he was made himself of no reputation. It means to make empty. And he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Honey, he was not just a good man. He was the God man. I got news for the Jehovah Witness crowd today. He was more than a prophet. He was more than a priest. He was more than a good man. He was God man manifested in the flesh to take away the sin of the world. Jesus is not a way. He is the way this morning. Boy, we see his lowly position. How he made himself. He could have made himself anything that he'd wanted to be. But he made himself a lowly servant to walk in. Isn't that amazing? And he said, let this mind be in you. So it says this, it can be in us, but you got to let it be in you. And so we see this man, they saw a lofty position, the lowly person. But back in that text, notice this in verse 29. Did you catch it? Notice his longing passion. He said this, and Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee. What's so great about that, preacher? You remember Legion, the man that was sitting around naked and unclothed and not in his right mind, that was screaming in the mountains and no man could bind him? That reminded me of me. And by the way, you ought to put your clothes on, amen? Amen. He said, if you're naked, you're not in your right mind. Hallelujah. When you're cutting grass on the lawnmower, you ought to put some clothes on yourself. When you're riding down the road on a bicycle, you ought to put some clothes on yourself. Somebody say amen right there. I don't trust this flesh. I don't know about you boys. I don't trust this flesh. Some of you boys walk in church with your shirt unbuttoned. Walking in like Matt Dillon, like you're going to draw guns and shoot somebody off the pew. I'm going to tell you this morning, honey, Jesus took himself of a lowly position. You ain't here to try to impress nobody. Oh, no, no, no. Jesus took this thing of a lowly servant. Let this mind be in you. Some of you come to the house of God look like some kind of something. Amen. Whoa, my, what did he say? He come to Galilee. Now, he come to Galilee. Did you know over the Sea of Galilee? That's where he met old Legion. And did you know when he cast out them demons out of Legion? You remember them hogs run off in the sea? They were choked and the masters got mad because the master come by. And this is what he said in Luke 8:30. They besought him to depart from him. His longing passion. What are you saying, preacher? Ain't it amazing how he forgets the ingratitude of the past to show his kindness in the present? Ain't that just like Jesus when you told him, get away from me, he'd come back again? Ain't it just like our Savior when we've talked about him and trodden down the blood of the Lord Jesus and in our wickedness lifestyle and the things we've done? Ain't it just like Jesus to come back and offer us mercy and love and compassion and God? Ain't that just like him that come back and offered to me a new life when we turned him down before? His longing passion. He longs to do something for you today. Longing passion. Longing passion. Not only do we find this man that they sought, and boy, he's a good man to be seeking this morning. Listen to me. I know the nucleus of this congregation loves this preacher. But you better be sure one thing. This preacher will let you down if you put him too high. But I know somebody that sticketh closer than a brother. I know somebody that'll never let you down this morning. Oh my goodness, how it is. Now watch this. Stay with me. The man they sought. Number two, the multitudes they brought. I want you to look what they done in verse number 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them. Oh, the multitudes they brought. I want to say, first of all, the burden they shared. Burden they shared. Having with them. You know what the New Testament church is? It's winning others. Can I ask you something? These hyper-Calvinist boys that preach only those going to get saved, going to get saved. And I do believe that to a certain extent. But we got a responsibility. Sinners got a responsibility. Honey, Jesus died for all. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to him. We believe in John 3:16. Do you believe Mark where he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? But we believe just what we want to believe, don't we? But watch this. I know they get quiet on this point. The multitude they brought. Now see the burden they shared, having with them. Who have you brought to church? Boy, you've got your hide skin here this morning, ain't you? The burden they shared, having with them. Now watch this. I love this, buddy. I would love to preach this at some of the brethren's church. Not only the burden they shared, but the bunch they sought. Look what it said, and having with them, here it is, underline this, those. Oh yeah, some of them old stifle, snooty churches will say, oh, they got those.
Oh, we got those. Thank God we got some of those sitting. You looking at one of those preaching this morning. You looking at one of that bunch that the average Baptist church don't want. And I'm going to tell you, they don't want a bunch of you neither. You may stand up and mess up their program. Brother Donald, they ain't sending me new invitations down there Mother's Day. The burden they shared, the bunch they sought, those. Now, what about those? Look who they are. They were lame, blind, dumb, couldn't talk, maimed. That means hands and feet mangled, and many others. Now, watch this. The multitude they brought, the burden they shared, but the bunch they sought. Well, I want to say, first of all, these that were lame, you may have to carry some of them. They can't walk, and they can't get here by themselves. So that means they may have to be carried. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Some of them old people sitting around the streets is begging, can't walk. People come by to sort of spit on them, won't even look there. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we brought that kind of crowd and just lined them up around our altar? Oh my, the bunch they sought. The lame, you may have to carry some of them. And then secondly, there was the blind. You may have to lead some of them. Brother Tim, stand up right quick. Come here. Close your eyes. Don't peek. Ain't no telling where we go. Don't peek. Watch this. Brother Tim can't see. He's blind. It's my job as a New Testament Christian to lead Brother Tim. He can't see where I take him. I'm going to show you where you lead him. You lead him. You grab him by the hand. You love him. And you come in and you say, sir, here's a good place for you to say it. Now, we got a wild preacher, but we want you to listen to what he's got to say. Can I tell you, them that can't see, you may have to lead them. Lead. They just doing all they know to do. Got to lead them. Oh, my. Watch this. The Bible said this. Not only those that we may have to carry, they were lame. Not only those that were blind, they had to lead. There was some there that was dumb. They couldn't talk. You may have to talk for a few of them. You know how you talk for a few of them? Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, 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 they can't see you. Lord, they can't get to you. But Lord, 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 I wish you'd save them. Lord, I wish you'd save them. I wish I'd seen these principles 20 years ago. Wonder how many people, Brother Jero, I could have carried to Jesus. Wonder how many people I could have led to. See, we think it's our responsibility to just come in here and plop down on the pew and say, now, Brother Ken, we showed up. Yeah. I wish we could take a little bit, step a little bit more. Sort of like what the Holy Ghost said this morning. Let's go overboard in some things. Wouldn't it be a blessing? How hard is it for you to take 15 minutes of your week to invite somebody to church? How hard is it for you to hand out a tract to somebody? How hard would it be for you just to show a little kindness to people that can't walk and see and talk? Oh, they brought with them those. I like that, don't you? Thank God for. And I want to tell you something this morning. Let me go on and say something while we're preaching and we're late anyway. You ain't got to have a tie to come to this church. I just ask that you just wear the best you got. And as long as you cover your nakedness, then that's good enough for me. And I'm going to tell you ladies something. Miss Flo, I want you to stand. Miss Cormay, I want you to stand. And I ain't even got to look and see what these ladies are wearing today, because I can tell you they dress right. Y'all stand up. Don't be scared. Stand up. Y'all been around me long enough. Ain't no telling what I have you do. Turn around and look at these ladies. They are church mothers. They are representatives of Jesus Christ. That'd be a good way for you to dress and look. You can be seated. Oh, preacher, you own things. No, I'm just telling you. I'm just preaching standards. Don't walk in with your short britches on. Your sunglasses cocked up on your head. Shirt unbuttoned down. See, if y'all would act right, I wouldn't be a bad guy. Amen. Oh, I know some of you want some little old tickling heel hound. But you ain't got one. Watch this. The multitude they brought. The burden they shared. The bunch they sought. Thirdly, the belief they showed. Look what they done with them. They cast them down at Jesus' feet. The bunch they saw. But the belief they showed, they cast them down at Jesus' feet. They didn't bring them to a clinic. They didn't bring them to a seminar. They brought them to the feet of Jesus. Can I tell you, all things are under His feet? The Bible said the world is His footstool. Everything's under His feet. The man they sought, the multitude that they brought. Then the miracle that was wrought. Look in verse number 30. I like this. He simply said this, and He healed them. And He healed them. Can I tell you in verse 30, there's room at Jesus' feet? Aren't you glad it's not for a selected few? Aren't you glad anybody that wants to get to His feet can get to them? How many was there? I don't know, but it's a multitude. Preacher, you ain't counting? I'm amazed at this. How the New Testament always said about 3,000. These boys sitting there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then they put these mule boards up in their churches. Say, Sunday school, 79. Last Sunday, 77. Offering $43 last month and $47 last month. Hooray. And then the poor old preacher looks how many laid out, and he said, defeated, he can't even preach. Thank God it ain't no board hanging here. Thank God it ain't no board I got to report to this morning. I'm fixing to take a lap. Thank God I ain't got a board to report to this morning. Thank God, who's going to change the board? Who's going to count? Every time I hear, they say, this big old preacher, how many of you are running down there? Nothing, old jealous monster. Old Brother Ken, he done compromised. He got a crowd. Honey, I ain't got no crowd. Looks like my crowd this morning, don't it? You ain't fooling me. I seen what you drove up in. Bunch of rednecks, jacked up trucks. Had those with them. They put them at His feet. There's room at His feet. I want to say number two, there is reaction at His feet. You'll never in your Bible see where anybody fell at His feet. I found three times. Jairus, his little daughter, laid at the point of death. He run and he fell at Jesus' feet and said, oh Lord, my little daughter lieth at death. And Jesus healed him. I found another time that Martha went to belly aching. Because Mary was sitting at His feet. Jesus said, let her alone, Martha. She has chosen the good part. And then here we see where the multitudes brought. How many was it? I don't know. Jesus says a multitude of people. But aren't you glad there's room at Jesus' feet? Sinner, can I tell you, you've done not too much for Jesus to forgive you for. He just wants you to quit doing what you're doing. There's room at Jesus' feet. There's reaction at Jesus' feet. All through the Bible, Jesus responded to people getting at His feet. And boy, not only is there room and reaction, there's readiness at Jesus' feet. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't get up and run? Brother Donald, thank God, sir, that you've stood the test of time through the years and you just didn't pick up and run. Anybody can run. Anybody can leave. Fire go to get a little hot. The Hebrew boys didn't run. They found out a God that would not burn. Multitudes. There's reception at Jesus. I don't see where He took a one. Brother Mike, I want you to come sit right here. Brother Dennis, I want you to come sit right here. Brother Gerald, I want you to come sit right here. And Brother Tim, I want you to come sit right here. Hurry, we got to get along. People's chicken's getting cold this morning. There's readiness at Jesus' feet. Now I want to show you something. Jesus did not come by and say, nah. Maybe. Don't know. Listen to me, church. Jesus sent this here this morning. He healed them. He makes no difference. He healed them. It would change our church if we could see this principle. They went and got those. They didn't bring them to a birthday supper. They brought them to Jesus. What do you think this preacher's trying to do in this community up yonder next Sunday? I wonder how many we've got to carry. I wonder how many we've got to lead. I wonder how many we've got to talk for. But I want to ask you something. What if your family was in church and you was invited and you come and heard the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and God saved you? Then He saved your wife and your babies. I wonder what you would think about that. There's room at Jesus' feet. There's readiness at Jesus' feet. He says, come all. He said He would in no wise cast. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad when you didn't know how to act right, He loved you in spite of yourself? And now when you got saved and you still don't act right, ain't it amazing how He still loves us? There's readiness at Jesus' feet. There's reaction at Jesus' feet. No place in that Bible do you see where anybody got to Jesus' feet and something didn't happen. Miss Sherry, if you'd come this morning. And I want to say in closing, y'all fellas just sit here. Watch this. There's remedy at Jesus' feet. You got old brother Mike out of the pool room. You got old brother Gerald. I remember saying over here at this legion that burn up that they'd get in arm wrestling times and they'd wake brother Gerald up and say, we know an old boy you can't beat. Go get him up and run down there in the beer joint. But you know something, Brother Gerald? There's a remedy at Jesus' feet. We can just get them to Jesus' feet. Brother Marlon, if we can just get them to Jesus' feet, brother. There's a remedy. Do you want to be saved this morning? Do you want to be saved more than life itself? If you'll come fall at His feet, He'll save you today. You'll notice this. They did not rise above Him. They got under Him. You must humble yourself and become as a little child if you want to be saved. I close this. The man they sought. The multitude they brought. The miracle that was wrought, but lastly, the marvel that was taught. You see what they said? He healed them insomuch the multitude wondered. When they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. There was a marvel that was taught. What is it? God delights in His people. God displays His power. And God deserves our praise. They praised God. They didn't praise no preacher. Let me tell you something. I'm going to nail this whether you like it or don't like it. I'm going to nail it across two radio stations till they take me off. If I could have a healing room at Liberty Baptist Church and have a time set on it that you could come and only God worked in that room at a designated time, I'd empty Eggleston Hospital out and I'd heal everybody across this land. Jesus saves. Jesus is the miracle worker. Jesus is the healer. No man. Some of you are going to find out Benny Hinn been sitting on rotten eggs a long time. Like it, lump it. If it don't line up in this Bible, it ain't Bible. No place do you see people falling out like a bunch of chickens. I feel a little preacher coming in me this morning. Can you imagine them? They brought Brother David. That old boy come in with a stick. That old boy had never walked. Brother Troy, come here, Brother Troy. We might as well make everybody miss everything. An old boy that had never walked met a little old girl. She brought him down to where Jesus was. And to her unbeknown then, ain't it amazing? Then when he saved her husband, he led her back to Jesus. Isn't that amazing? He walked in the church house, never did know how to walk. But he left out a walk. And now if he can't even make it on a Wednesday night, he emails and says, "Pastor, I won't make it tonight." It don't look so funny, son. Smile at your preacher. It'll be. There's a difference at Jesus' feet, ain't it, Brother Wendell? I've been preaching 21 years this year. And that man right there beat anything I've ever seen what he done that evening. I never seen nobody get saved like that. But I believe he got it. I told a man the other week about Brother John. He's here this morning. I'm closing. I'll just be done. I want to say this because I mean it. I don't want to come by Brother John's coffin. Hand him flyers. He's got, I won't tell Brother John. Brother John, you've been a friend to me. And I love you. And I'm glad God saved you, Miss Gale. I said, ain't that amazing? Somebody that I'd fished and golfed with for nearly 20 years, God saved him. Amen. And you think I'm going to sit around and let you put a little birthday cake on this stage? For 1 second, you think I'm going to let this place be turned to a zoo? Brother Dennis, if we can just get them to Jesus' feet. I want to ask you, who could you lead to Jesus' feet? You can reach people I can't reach. But we've got to be living it in front of them. I want to ask you something. What God showed you this morning, I give an invitation. What you need. My sister plays. They had those with them. Who are you going to bring? And not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. Who are you going to bring with you? You don't think that's Bible I preached to you this morning? You mind the Spirit of the Lord now, and I appreciate your attention this morning.